The waters of the U.S. for many segments of our economy looks to be a complete regulatory overreach by the EPA and the commission, as well as cotton organizations and numerous ag and other organizations have spoken up against it. And I'm very pleased that our attorney general has decided to become a party of this lawsuit and represent the interest of our citizens in combating what we feel is, again, regulatory overreach and something that could have some great adverse circumstances to our state.
WOTUS, to many who have read it, would extend the EPA and Army Corps of Engineers' regulatory reach to an untold number of small bodies of water, something that Seaton says concerns many in agriculture.
There are a lot of vague references where the EPA will make judgments on streams, and if you look at the criteria that they have set forth, it's got to have a bed, it's got to have a bank and a high water mark, and most pieces of property, whether they be residential, farmland, commercial land, etc., do have these types of natural drainage, and we certainly want streams to be regulated, but you can't regulate every bit of water around.
And that's why Georgia's Attorney General has joined the growing list of those on a lawsuit to strike down the new rule. For more information, contact the Georgia Cotton Commission office in Macon. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.